Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As expected, the Montana Supreme Court on Monday found in favor of Planned Parenthood and other abortion supporters and ruled that a ballot initiative enshrining abortion in the Montana Constitution can move forward. I say as expected because the Montana Supreme Court in its current makeup is one of the most pro-abortion courts in the United States. At issue in Monday's ruling was whether or not Attorney General Austin Knutson was correct in finding the ballot language of the proposed initiative legally insufficient. According to Knutson, the initiative violated the Montana Constitution by log-rolling multiple amendments into a single ballot measure. He also asserted that the initiative will confuse voters and contains internal contradictions, all of which is true, according to Justice Jim Rice in his dissenting opinion. He wrote that the initiative, quote, alters or defines in a new way existing legal concepts and creates an internal unresolved conflict within its provisions, end quote. He goes on to say that those conflicts make it virtually impossible for a voter to fully comprehend the effects of its multiple provisions. This is the same argument we've made from the beginning. This amendment has so many landmines that voters will never understand the full implications of the measure until it passes and subsequent court decisions reveal the full extent of its incredible wide-ranging authority. For instance, the measure says that it's limited to pre-viability pregnancies, but other parts of the amendment create carve-outs that would allow partial birth abortions up to the moment of birth. Montanans overwhelmingly reject partial birth abortion, yet this measure would not only legalize the procedure, but deem it a constitutionally protected right. Another provision would make it illegal for anyone to interfere with someone's decision to get an abortion. This, coupled with the court's openly hostile line of questioning during a recent challenge to Montana's law requiring parental notification for a minor to get an abortion, creates a scenario where parents could be charged with a crime for interfering with a third party, such as a school counselor, who is taking their daughter for an abortion. These problems already exist in other states, and they'll come to Montana too if this measure passes. And since the language is so broad, encompassing reproductive rights in general, as well as abortion rights specifically, it could also be construed to prevent parental interference with a minor child seeking irreversible transgender genital surgery. When it comes to ballot measure 14, the devil himself really is in the details. While Monday's decision does move the ball down the field, there's still a long way to go before this amendment appears on the ballot. The court in its ruling gave the Attorney General 5 days to review the ballot statements and send the measure on to the Secretary of State. After that, it goes to a legislative interim committee for review, and then barring any further legal challenges, the proponents will have until June 21st to gather just over 60,000 signatures. At this point, it's important for pastors, priests, and everyone who cherishes our God-given right to life to encourage their congregants, families, and friends not to sign these petitions. We call it Decline to Sign, and it's our best chance of keeping this horrible measure off the November ballot. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.